Okay, Shalom Rabbeisai. We are in Shar HaKniyah, Be'ezos Hashem, Perek Dalid, Chavis Alvavis Shar HaKniyah. Perek Dalid. In the middle of discussing the areas where Kniyah should express itself. So what we began discussing yesterday was the fifth one on Chavis Havavis' list. When Hashem actually shows favor to a person, when a person is zoichet to some benefit, particularly some material benefit, so it should cause a person to humble himself. For two reasons. First of all, a sense of inadequacy. How will I ever possibly repay this? That sense is one of the main forms of, so to speak, payment that Hashem wants. Realize that you're indebted to Him. But that's number one. And number two, and here we got into a broader discussion, was number two was that how do I know if this is given to me as a sign of Hashem's favor, or chas v'shalom, perhaps it's Hashem paying me off in this world. How do I know that? Are we heard on the Zoom? You hear us? Okay, I have to assume that yes. Okay. So here he began discussing how you can actually determine. He said, a person gets some sort of benefit. It can be one of three things. It can either be a sign of Hashem's favor. It's not going to come off as Olam Haba. Person is operating nicely, and Hashem wants to give him that incentive. Simply a sign of Hashem's favor. It could also be a test to see what he's going to do with that good. And it could also, chas v'shalom, be Hashem paying him off. We know that this is such a concept. Hashem paying him off in this world. How do you know which it is? So here, the Chavis HaVavis tells us that here's how you tell. It depends on how you respond to that title. You determine its meaning through your response. So, Simen HaTov, I'll still speak out what we actually saw inside yesterday. He said, when do you know that it's a favor if it doesn't take you over? Meaning, first of all, you actually step up your avodas Hashem as a result. You're showing your gratitude to Hashem by intensifying, by enhancing your efforts to serve Him. And Amba Turi said, this is where we ended yesterday, you don't let that toiva take you over emotionally. Meaning what? Person got the job he was hoping for. Don't feel now like, oh, this is my source of livelihood. And now it's like, Hashem, you know, if I need you again, I'll be in touch. But for the time being, I'm okay. A person remembers, he has the toiva, but he remembers to constantly see through the toiva to see the meitiv, to see the one who's giving it to him. That toiva remains transparent, and he remains conscious of the fact that this is a gift from Hashem. And also, and he also uses the gift. Again, if we're talking about money, he'll spend it in Hashem's service. In the same way that Eve describes the way he handled his money, the way he would spend it on Hashem's will. And also how he would not turn the money into like his crutch that suddenly depends on this for his welfare. I have never made gold my crutch, what I rely on. I always realize that I rely on Hashem. He's giving me a lot of gold now. This right now, this is his medium of providing for me. And I never said that gems are my security. Spends it on Hashem's will means, doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, suddenly you got a windfall, so you always have all of a sudden have to spend it completely on a mitzvah, immediately give it all to tzedakah. And somebody's saying, you can enjoy the things that he gives you, that Hashem gives you. But he's saying that, first of all, there's a couple of aspects here. First of all, we're already familiar with the concept of Maisa Ksafim. Something comes your way, the first thing, and the Gemara also puts it this way, the first thing you want to do with it is do some sort of mitzvah with it. Spend a portion of it on a mitzvah. Whether you buy a new sefer with it, whether you give a certain portion of it to tzedakah, whatever it is, you want to do a mitzvah with it first thing. Okay, so that is a sign of Hashem's favor. If this is the way you relate to the present, to the gift. First of all, it causes you to intensify your efforts for Hashem. Second of all, you don't start relying on the gift instead of Hashem. And third, is that you're ready to use it in Hashem's service. Okay. Now, Simon HaNisayon V'Amivchon, when is it a test? He said it's a test. Again, this person suddenly made a lot of money in some successful deal. And now all of a sudden, this money starts taking him over. He starts getting stressed about it. How can he best invest it? How can he best care for it? How can I get more? And he's getting all nervous. How do I make sure not to lose it? He's doing that instead of thanking Hashem for it. All of a sudden, right? Person, it's often like this, that once we get something, so it's already like, what do I do to get more? And we're already moving on to, or all the stresses involved and make how to best care for it, etc. So this is a test. How are you going to relate to this? Well, nice, what you're doing now, and the way you're relating to it is failing the test. Not failing in the worst way possible, we'll see soon. But you are failing to make it into a success. Instead of this windfall, this stroke of good fortune, being, we're in the second category we've been discussing yesterday. When do you see it's a test, if you get a special tailor from Hashem? Instead of turning it into a success, realize that. Anytime you get a stroke of good fortune in Gashmias, that could also be Atzloch and Ruchnias. If it prompts you to step up your avoda, right, figure out something that I want to do to show Hashem my appreciation. If you exercise seeing through the Torah and seeing Hashem as the benefactor, and if you make sure to use it in Hashem's service, like we discussed before, spend some of it on Hashem, make sure to be using it in Hashem's service, you've actually turned that gashmius into a spiritual success. That you got a great stroke of good fortune in Olam Hazeh, and you're turning it into Olam Haba. You're turning it into Olam Haba. But the Nisayon is when the person, all that goes over his head, and he just gets stressed over, how do I best care for it? How do I best preserve it? Etc. And he doesn't even think along the lines of, what should I be doing to show my appreciation to Hashem? So this is a case of a person who's failing the test. Again, not as in the next level, which is actually going to get the person in trouble, but he's missing the opportunity. This could have been a spiritual success. This could have been a sign of Hashem's favor, right? Like we're saying, you're the one to determine whether Hashem is giving it to you as a sign of His favor, or whether Hashem is giving it to you just as a test, or whether to pay you off. You're the one to determine that through the way you respond. So this person is missing the point. That's right. It's often like that. It's a very, what's that? Sudden wealth. Aisha Shamu Lebalav Nirwa'asai, right? That's what the Kohelis talks about. When a wealth is really given to the person, but it's just to his detriment. That's right. That's very common. The Shla makes a big deal about that. He says that's why a person should never get too excited. You never really know where a stroke of good fortune is heading. But Avigdor Miller used to give the example. He said, Kennedy thought that becoming elected as president was the best thing that ever happened to him. Right? It really led him straight to his death. So the Shla says, he also talks about the example of the slav, right, in the Midbar. The Jewish people wanted to have more meat. If they wanted more meat, all of a sudden there came The slav came down, the quail, plenty, plenty became. And the Jewish people, he says, many of them were all excited. They're all excited. They're ready to dig in. They don't realize that this is their demise. Right? How can you ever get excited about a stroke of good fortune in Gashmias? You never know where it's really headed. Unless, the Shlach says, like we just discussed here, you want to ensure that this is taka something good, immediately use it as a means toward avodas Hashem. Most immediately, what that means is expressing your gratitude toward Hashem, recognizing Hashem is the benefactor, right? Stepping up your dedication somehow, realizing, feeling, I have to do something to show Hashem that I appreciate it. That's how you do lock it in as a true benefit. Now you already know that this, I can enjoy it, knowing that it's actually getting me Olam Haba, right? So yeah, that's how you turn it into a sign of Hashem's favor. We saw when it just turns into a test. And then the next level is worse. Okay, well, no, first we're still in the middle of this middle one. Ubalav menusebai. The person who's receiving it is being tested. Ein lo mimenu ala erech ha-da'oga ba'avuroi v'shmirasai. All he's getting out of it is just added stress, right? It's just stressing him out. And that ultimately, Hashem may say, okay, look, I don't owe you that much schar because you already got this and like you didn't turn it into my service, so. About this, Kaila said, person might have a lot of money, but all of his days are just painful, stress. V'simin hanekama. And then there is the worst one. And it's actually Hashem paying him off with this money. It's not. It's coming on at the expense of his Olam Haba. What's the sign of this? What's the sign of this? Shiye ba momen tod betanug bay ubehanaa. A person got, again, we said a stroke of good fortune, and he immediately just sinks himself into enjoying it. And he does not bother trying to pay Hashem back, so to speak, right? Doesn't bother paying Hashem back. Or paying, using it to simply fulfill his obligations toward people. Now, this can mean a couple of things. But first, let's finish the sentence. V'shokach ba'la toiva. He got this benefit. He forgot the benefactor. And he's simply oblivious to the fact that this might be obligating him in more avoida. Like the pasuk says, right? It just turns into one big party. He said that, first of all, this person is neglecting his obligations towards Hashem as a result of this toiva, and his obligations toward others. This can mean a couple of things. First of all, when a person, let's say, again, if we're using the classic example, just that the person suddenly came into a fortune of money, right? So number one, the person has to realize that that places upon him now an obligation to be tending to the needs of those around him, to be tending to the needy, right? And the way the Chafetz Chaim puts it, the Chafetz Chaim says like this, there's the din in the Gemara in Ksubis that if a father declares that he's bequeathing all of his money to one of his sons, his oldest son, right? So it's automatically assumed that his intent was not to give it to that son exclusively. His intent was to give it to that son to manage, right? To be in charge of administering it, and of course, using it for the whole family. That's such a din in Ksubis. So the Chafetz Chaim says, if you have 20 people, one person is given a fortune and the others are needy. So Hashem is operating in the same way. It's an obvious assumption that this is being given to you to care for the other people around you. And if a person doesn't relate to it that way, just say, well, this is mine, the Chavos HaVavos is the same. He isn't fulfilling his duties toward others with that money. But the truth is, it can also get even worse than that. You know a fellow who owed a lot of money. And he actually got some Yerusha. Nothing astronomical, but something that he would be able to pay some of his debts back. And this person was talking to me, and he's telling me that him and his wife had often been dreaming about traveling to some sort of very luxurious trip. And maybe they have the right to use this now for that. He has no idea how he's going to pay the people he owed money to. No idea how he's going to pay them. Maybe he has the right to use it now for that. And I was just trying to show an obvious cheshbon that, you don't have no idea how you're going to pay these people back. That puts you in the category of Lev Ravosha Velo Yishalim, right? And now you have the opportunity, pay them. He said, you know what? Maybe I'll try to consult with somebody who could really see the whole picture. That was his response. He wanted to consult with somebody else who would be able to see the whole picture. This is a person who is neglecting his chiyuvim toward others, right? This, the Chavos HaVavos is saying, is a sign of a person who's getting that money to pay him off. Chalila. He's getting that money to pay him off. It's going to come at the cheshbon of his Olam Haba. Okay, we'll stop here.
Thank you.
Thank you.